This episode is brought to you by CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Start shopping now at CarMax.com.
Este episodio es presentado por Hill's Pet Nutrition. Cada mascota en adopción merece una segunda oportunidad y tú lo haces posible cada día, porque cuando le das Hill's a tu mascota, alimentas a una mascota en adopción, lo que las hace más sanas, felices y más aptas a ser adoptadas, cambiando sus vidas para siempre para que puedan cambiar la tuya. Más de 14 millones de mascotas en refugios alimentadas y adoptadas. Es gracias a la ciencia. Conoce más en hillspet.com/podcast.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough, 'cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes, we're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay our head out of the door. Boom, boom. Just once, come on. Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why we never last for very long? What are we doing wrong? Boom, 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 boom. Just once. Can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. We could just get to it. I know we could break through it. Just once. Welcome to the Solomon Ray Podcast. I'm your host, Solomon Ray. A very beautiful rendition of James Ingram, Just Once, truly a bop. It was crazy because we was in the studio and I was like, James, like, that's not the note. It's supposed to be Just Once. You hear that, James? Just Once. Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why we never last for very long? What are we doing wrong? But anyways, welcome to the show. Don't beat me up, y'all. Don't beat me up. Please, just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Honestly, leave me alone. Get out of my inbox. I'm gonna block you. Y'all about to get out of my inbox for real, because listen, I know we're late, but I'm still always, what? On time, bitch. literally, like, y'all been like, bitch, where's the podcast? Where is it? Literally, the girls are literally just typing in podcast, and I know what's up. But first, I want to give a shout out. Let me see. Oh, I don't think there are no new podcast. I mean, no new reviews this week. That's fine. I don't deserve it. I really don't deserve it. I was really late this week, so sorry about that. I've just been, I know I say this all the time, but like, I was really, hold on, let me get some water. I was really fucking working my ass off, bitch. I really have been nonstop this week. Bitch, I'm literally nonstop today on Saturday. It's Saturday. It's 5 p.m. on Saturday. I told myself I was going to finally get to the gym. I was going to do... No. I finally finished the orders. I did some other shit I've been needing to do. Anyways, enough of me complaining. How was your week, bitch? I know, bitch, same. What did I do this week? I went to the male fertility clinic at Monday, which was crazy because I had to give a sperm sample to do a more in-depth analysis and whatnot. And bitch, when I tell you, I was on the phone with them scheduling my appointment like the week before. Okay, hold on. This is actually a funny story, but it's also kind of not funny, but I think it's a little funny. Actually, the funny thing is I told this story to multiple people and I don't think no one laughed. So maybe it's not funny. Actually, it might be a little TMI. But anyways, we're friends. So last week, I ended up making my appointment. They're like, oh, we have a 9 a.m. appointment for you to do your sperm analysis. So we need to collect a sperm sample. So I'm like, all right, cool. 9 a.m. works, whatever. Boom. Y'all know I'm not a morning person. Okay. You know, I wake up around 1 p.m. So, but I was like, no, I could do 9 a.m. That works. Boom. So she gonna talk about some, well, you know, you gotta abstain from sex. You cannot ejaculate between 2 to 5 days. And I said, girl, you have nothing to worry about. It's fine. Like, I got this under control. Bitch, that was like Thursday, right? Was it Thursday? No, it was Wednesday. Whatever. So, girl, that didn't happen on Wednesday. So I had to scratch that. So I was like, no, that's fine. Wednesday was it. Like, I can get through it. Bitch, come Friday evening. Boom. Fucked it up. Fucked it up. Just fucked it up. This really fine Brazilian man who I didn't really think was really into me for the longest. And I was like, no, he's not really into me. And turns out he was dead ass into me. And I was like, feeling like that girl and whatnot. But it's like neither here nor there. So needless to say, the clock started once again, Friday. So I called my friend Omar. I said, what are you doing this weekend? And he was like, well, Gabby's in Palm Springs with Little O's godmother, and they're just having like a girls trip and whatnot. So I'm stuck in San Diego watching the baby. And I was like, perfect, I'm coming over. I cannot have sex. I gotta like stay focused, you know, till Monday. Cause here's the thing. I'm not trying to be shady or nothing like that, but I just know that the heterosexual girls, y'all are just a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all just, it's different for y'all. I'm a gay homosexual. So we can get hit with a straight anytime. We can get hit with strays all the time, you know? So it's like two men are like, it's just the probability is way higher. So it's like walking on a landmines, you know, like trying to make sure you don't step on landmines. Cause like, boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? It's like dick, 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 dick is everywhere. So you just gotta be real careful. You gotta be cautious. But if I'm like, bitch, I got to wait till Monday morning at 9 a.m. So technically the clock starts Saturday at 9 a.m. if that makes sense. So I hit him. I said, bitch, I gotta just stay busy. I gotta stay like, I just gotta just not be left with my own by myself, bitch. I can't be trusted. So anyways, so we're like, all right, girl, boom. So then I was over Serena's house all weekend long, just trying to stay busy. I succeeded, bitch. So Sunday night, I'm like, work. Set my alarm clock. And I said, bitch, now why did I make this appointment at 9 a.m.? Why? Serena was like, probably so you can have sex, like, at least, you know, afterwards. Like, that's like your treat or whatever. I was like, oh my God, you're right. But it's not, it really wasn't that. But I was like, damn, you're right. Like, why did I do 9 a.m.? That's so crazy because I'm not a morning person. But who wants to jerk off at 9 a.m. in the morning? That's crazy. That's nuts, bitch. Like, you know how, like, some of the girls be like, they love morning sex? First off, I don't love mornings. Period. I don't like people talking to me in the morning. I'm not a morning. Mornings, I'm just no. Also, sorry, my allergies has been off the chain this week. I went to the Del Mar Fair, and I think there was some hay at the little petting zoo area, and it really has fucked me up. Anyways, back to the jerking off story. So, I'm like, just not a morning person. I don't like morning sex, bitch. I'm just not that. Like, I just can't get. I just. It's a no. It's a hard no. So, bitch, I get there and it's just like, it's not that deep. You know what I'm saying? You just sit down and just jerk off into a cup, and it's just very, that it's just a little weird, you know. I don't know. So that was that, and so I did that Monday. And then I went to the Del Mar Fair, or now it's called the San Diego County Fair, in with Omar, Gabby, Little O, Tia, and her two girls, Lily and Lola. And I had a good time. But here's the thing. First off, it was goddamn expensive. And more on that later. More on that later. But my allergies was kicking up. And I just felt like, I don't know if you guys have allergies and whatnot, but like then your whole body instantly gets achy and weird. And I just felt like I wasn't at my full self. So I wasn't able to like fully enjoy. I mean, I had a good time, whatnot, but it just sucked because my allergies was kicking my ass, bitch. But I had a good time nonetheless. It's crazy because I feel like I just saw Little O. When was it? I just saw him. Was it at my brunch a month ago? Bitch. Yeah. So maybe a little over a month ago. I don't know. But he got so big in that, like, this, like, in a month. So big. It's crazy. He is a little hefty child, bitch. He's, you know, he's about to give, what do they used to call the those jeans for big boys when you're a little kid? Husky. Get him the husky size. I remember this boy, he was my friend, and we was in church together, and we would go shopping. It was like his mom, if I wasn't staying with over his mom, him and his mom's house, he was staying at my mom, our house. So we was always just back and forth. So one day we was walking through the mall, and we needed to do something. We needed to pick up something for church, whatever. And his mom was like, make sure you get him the husky size, the heeny husky. And I was like, not husky, you know, but I was a slim petite girl. I really was. I was really a thin petite, you know, a little small, soft, kind, sweet little angel. Not an angel, but I was definitely not husky. Not to shade nobody. I'm not trying to shade that, but it was just like, I was like, husky? Because my ass could never fit in anything. I was just like a skinny little twig for the longest. So anyways, neither here nor there. Had a great time at the fair. It's just wild because it's like, just expensive, bitch. It's just everything. I can't get into it again. I went on a huge rampage yesterday and a huge rant talking about inflation and prices. I just can't. I don't think I have the energy right now to even go on a part two. But it was a nice little outing. I had a really good time. I didn't really eat a lot of food like I thought I would. I just ate like two hot dog on a sticks. I love hot dog on a stick, bitch. I normally get two. I get the regular hot dog and I get the cheese one with American cheese. And so then I pull out the cheese one, like pull the stick out, and I slice the top in half. And so that way I wrap it around the regular corn dog. So think about it. You're going to get corn dog bread. What is it called? Breading or the batter. Corn dog batter, a layer of cheese, then another layer of corn dog batter, then a layer of the hot dog. Dip it in some brown mustard. Divine. A true delicacy. Now, bitch, you want to know what's not a fucking... I'm not trying to do this. But also, last week, I had a hankering for some Top Ramen. The chili shrimp one with the green and pink packages. That's my favorite Top Ramen ever. And I was like, bitch, do I want to do this? Do I want to load up on all this sodium right before I go to bed? I was like, no. I said, yes, bitch, get in the car and go. So I sped down to Vons right before they closed. I mean, I was running red lights. And that's really embarrassing because it's like, what if I got pulled over? They're like, bitch, why are you running red lights? What are you doing? Trying to get some fucking Top Ramen. So I go to get to the Top Ramen and it's weird because do you ever like buy things? But like, I know this is so weird because I don't really care. I truly don't care. But do you ever like buy things at the grocery store and be kind of embarrassed with what's in your grocery cart? Or is that just me? Because in my grocery cart, picture it, mountains of Top Ramen, boxes of box wine, a box of Capri Suns. What else did I have? And I had a Hostess little bundt cakes, the strawberry cheesecake ones. Nothing nutritious, not a vegetable in sight. Isn't that crazy? So I just get really embarrassed when I'm like walking by people and they're like buying like whole wheat bread and spinach and, you know, just regular shit. And I'm over here eating trash, like buying trash. Trash. So anyways, so I go get ready to buy my Top Ramen and they got, you know, because that's the place I get the chili shrimp one, because they don't always got the chili shrimp one, which is crazy because that's the one that be getting sold out the quickest. Because all that's ever fucking left sometimes is, hey, Billy. Hey, girl. She's so sweet now. She just doesn't want to leave my side. I don't know what's wrong with her, if she's just being an emotional girl lately or what. But she's been like back to sitting next to me, sleeping next to me. Anyways, so the only Top Ramen that be left sometimes is the red one and the pink one, which is, you know, shrimp or beef. And I fucks with both of them, bitch. I fucks with both of them. The one I don't fuck with is that cream chicken one or whatever. That's nasty. And the oriental one, which they don't even call oriental no more because I think that might be racist. But what they call it? Soy sauce. The soy sauce one. I don't fuck with that shit either. No. Chili shrimp, bitch. Chili shrimp. Sometimes they just got the shrimp one. Sometimes what I do, because sometimes two packets, because I eat two packets at a time. Sometimes two packets of chili shrimp is too much. So I will do one packet of the chili and one packet of the regular shrimp to kind of offset the chili, you know? But anyways, that's not the point. I get ready to go buy this damn Top Ramen. $2 for $1. Yes, yeah, exactly. $2 for $1. $2 for $1. 50 cents each. Now, I can't tell you when, but I feel like it wasn't too, it might have been 8-9 years ago. 10 years max, where it used to be 10 cents each, 10 for a dollar. Since when the fuck Top Ramen get $2 for $1? Like, it's already bad enough that it's like healthy food is expensive to eat, but the poor food gotta be expensive too. $2 for $1, Greg? No. I bought it anyways because I had no other choice, but it really, really upset me. Like, clearly it's upset me. I've talked about this at least 4 times in the last week. $2 for $1. That's crazy. What am I supposed to eat? No, seriously, what am I supposed to eat? Mind you, Factor 78 sends me free meals, as many meals as I want each week. Mind you, they be sending me healthy shit to eat. And I'd be like, no, thanks. I'd rather just go buy my $2 for $1 Top Ramen and run through these drive-thrus, bitch. Speaking of drive-thrus, I ended up going through the drive-thru at Popeyes. And let me tell you what I ordered. I ordered a 5-piece, okay, combo with the French fries. Because I'm not a French fry girl, but their French fries lately in the last like 3 months, I've been really craving them. Especially because I think the location I go to pops it in that grease right then and there. And they come out that grease quick. You know what I'm saying? It be coming out that grease. Like, it don't be sitting out and getting cold. So when they give you them fries, they be hot, bitch. They be so fucking hot, they put them in a separate bag. They rock because they be hot, bitch. They be freshly out that grease. So anyways, so I get that. And plus I get a little strawberry biscuit, the little strawberry biscuits. Plus I have like a biscuit as well. Plus I get a strawberry lemonade. And so, bitch, I'm ready to eat down to the ground, bitch. I'm hungry. Boots. I give her my credit card or whatnot. It's already $27, which is crazy, but I don't want to talk about that. Because honestly, when did chicken strips get so expensive? Yeah, I just, bitch. Anyways, so I get the, she gives me my food. I hand her the credit card. Bitch, I drive off. I skirt, drive off like a fucking thief in the night, bitch. Skirt. And guess where my friend was like, it's so funny that you drove off just so you could rush home and eat. I said, bitch, I wasn't rushing home, bitch. I was rushing to pull over on the side of the road. What are you talking about? Get home and eat. These fries is hot now. This chicken is hot and ready now. This biscuit is blazing and bubbling now. It needs to be consumed now. I don't got time for this 15, 20 minute ride home, bitch. I need to pull over on the side of the road, bitch. I'm not even joking with y'all. I'm not lying. This is literally a thing that I pulled off. Okay, I pulled out of the drive-thru. And it wasn't like I drove like a mile. I literally pulled out of the drive-thru, friends, got across the street and onto the road and pulled off. So I was in traffic, pulled off and parked on the side of the road and devoured my food in peace. I'm such a fat ass. No, bitch, because I really did. So I think that was Monday. Yeah, that was Monday. Yes. And I, you know what? Honestly, I think, yeah, because Monday, this is how horrible it is. I did my little semen sample at 9. I came back home, worked down. Then I met with my trainer and did legs. And afterwards, I went to the fucking Popeyes because I was hungry. Leave me a fuck alone, bitch. Don't judge me. But so then all of a sudden here come Wednesday and I'm like, where is my American Express, bitch? I'm like, where's my purse? I have my business one, but I was like, where is my personal one? Because that's another thing. I'm just trying to be more diligent on separating personal and business because clearly it will save me a lot of time and a lot of money later on when we do my accounting for next year. So I'm like, wait, where's my personal? So I'm like, bitch, where is my shit? Bitch, I left it at Popeyes. So I call Popeyes, clearly go pick it up. But it's like, damn, bitch, you fat ass bitch. Like, you really was hungry like that? Like, you had to peel off and shake the spot out of the fucking drive-thru so you can devour this high-calorie meal? And just was like, fuck the card, bitch. I gotta eat. Fuck the card. Fuck that card. Give me my chicken and run. A fucking menace. You know what? And I can't even blame the drive-thru person because I'm sure, like, it was my fault. And even if it wasn't my fault, like, it's still, like, bitch, you drove off. But, yeah, that was my little retarded Popeyes thing. What else? Oh, let me take a break real quick because this next topic I want to get into, I just feel like my blood pressure is going to go up and it's going to be into like a 90-minute rant. So move right along. Okay, sorry. When I tell you my allergies is really gagging me right now, like I'm not congested because I don't have like any mucus, but everything's just really tight in my... You could probably hear it over the speaker, but I just feel gross. Anyways, bitch, let me tell you about me being a mature person. And I say all that is literally last week's episode. I believe I was talking about me fighting somebody, getting ready to fight somebody in front of Target. But, and that's really fucking embarrassing. I should never even talked about that. But anyways, I'm really starting to just be a nice person, I think. Because, bitch, so I had a pretty bad allergic reaction Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? Yes, it was Tuesday. So I went to the emergency room. And so while I was in the emergency room, I went around, I want to say I went at 2 p.m. and my haircut was at 4:40. So, and then I had to meet my trainer at 6. So I'm in the emergency room and they take you to like the fast track area of like things that are not like, you know, like some emergency rooms have like the fast track thing where, bitch, if you ain't bleeding and dying, you know, it's not emergency. If it's just like some, but bitch, I was having an allergic reaction. Anyways, so I'm waiting. It's like an hour later and they finally call me. But before then I said, hey, girl, I do have to leave. I have to leave at like 4:20. I'm okay with coming back. I just feel like I should let you know or, you know, kind of gauge time. I totally understand that it is an emergency room. So it's like, duh, bitch, like you came to emergency room. It's not like, you know, you can make an appointment. So he was like, no, we're going to call you right now. So they call me right now. So I get in and I also reiterate to the nurse guy. And I was like, hey, girl, love this. But I do need to leave around 4:20. So I just want to like kind of gauge time because I don't want to waste your time. Like I'll come back tonight. And he was like, well, we're going to have to do like blood work and this, that, that. And so it's going to take a little bit more than an hour. I said, fabulous. So I will come back tonight and we can connect later. So he was like, all right, cool. Boom. So I leave. So I come back around 8:39 or whatever. So then I'm back and then they finally take me to the thing. And then the nurse is like, oh, wait, weren't you here earlier? I was like, yeah. And I explained. He was like, all right, cool. Hold on. Let me talk to the other nurse. Maybe he has more details or whatever. The guy comes back pissed. He said, I just want to let you know we're doing a lot for you right now. These are his words. We're doing a lot for you right now. It's very complicated. And he said, what did he say verbatim? He said, so I don't need you leaving just because you're ready to leave. Are you willing to stay? And I just smiled and I said, of course, you know, I'm just really sorry. Like, I just really had to leave that time earlier today, but I totally get it. I have nowhere to be. Didn't think anything of it. But then he left. And then I got to thinking like old school Solomon would have been like, first off, and literally what I would have said is, don't you fucking talk to me like I'm no goddamn fucking child. Talking about some, you're not going to leave, are you? Bitch, who the fuck are you talking to? But I didn't do that. So growth, bitch, growth. So be proud of me, guys. I'm really just growing and just trying to pick and choose my battles because it's really not that deep for me to blow up on that man. But how I was raised was, Don't let nobody punk you, bitch. Don't talk to me like you don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you gotta stand your ground within reason, I think, to be like, now I wouldn't have needed to curse him out, but I mean, I would have, because that's just me. But I was raised to be like, to let people know that's not how you talk to me. Okay? Don't talk to me like that. Give me a little bit more, you know, talk to me like you got some fucking sense. Because ultimately, bitch, it's not about, no, we doing a lot of work for you, so we don't need you doing this and leaving off and blah, blah, blah. It's very complicated. First off, bitch, it's your goddamn fucking job. Let's get that out the way. I'm not making you order. I'm not asking you and commissioning you to do a painting for me, a dress for me, or do yard work or whatever the fuck. And all of a sudden, in the middle of you working, I'm like, ooh, well, you know, change my mind. So you out of money and your time. Bitch, this is literally your job. You're getting paid. Get out of my face. But I didn't do that. Turns out he was really nice towards the end. All the nurses there were really, really nice. The blood work lady was really sweet. She was like, do you want some water? And she gave me like, I was like, you know what, girl, I'm really thirsty. She's like, let me go get you some water. She came back with two things of water for me. Just really nice. Sat and talked. Everybody was really nice. So I'm kind of glad, you know, hindsight's 2020, but I'm kind of glad I didn't pop off on him because he turned out to be a really nice guy. So sometimes it's like, damn, because if I would have popped off, I would have left. Because when I lose it like that, it's always best for me to leave. Because one, now I'm embarrassed because now I'm the lunatic in the emergency room spiraling on somebody, you know, getting rah, rah, rah with them. But now I'm just like, bitch, I'm out of here. So I'm really glad I didn't. So Wednesday, I had a wax appointment. So I used to go to this one guy. Well, there's this one guy in New York that I really love to go to. But when I'm in San Diego, there's this other guy I go to, but he's burnt me a couple, like twice. Not a lot, but like twice. But two was enough, bitch. Two was enough. But it's like you burnt my booty hole, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not like you burnt, like, just, bitch, you burnt my booty hole. Like, and burning your booty hole, it be hurting, bitch, for like 2 days. So I'm like, damn, bitch, my booty hole hurt. And it's like, every time you take a shit, it be hurting. Like, damn, bitch, my booty hole hurt. So anyway, so boom. So I was like, maybe that's like a sign for me to start looking for other people to do everything with. So I found this one company, great reviews, woo-doo-woo-doo-woo, easy to get in, boom, 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 boom. My appointment was at 6 o'clock. So I get there and I'm trying to find parking. I didn't really understand the parking situation. It was kind of different for me, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So I walk into the office and it's 6:06. I said, hi, my name is Solomon. I have an appointment. You're late. I was like, oh my God. He goes, you're late. Literally. Hi, my name is Solomon and I have an appointment. You're late. I was like, oh. Now, my knee-jerk response was really going to be, is that a problem? Do we got a problem? Because if it's a problem, I can leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a problem, I can leave right now. Because one thing I don't really like to do is problems. I didn't like to do math problems. I didn't like to solve problems. I'm not a problem solver. I'm not a detective. You know what I'm saying? So I don't... Problems are things that I don't really like to deal with. I'll solve them. I'll address them. But in a perfect world, it's best that I take myself out of the equation and just not deal with problems altogether. That's like me dropping out of all my math classes. I did not enjoy problems. So me talking to you, I want to know before I move forward, do we got a problem? Because it's giving me like, we got a problem. Because let me tell you, honey, now that I got my little American Express back from fucking, not Taco Bell, Popeye, same shit. Because bitch, I was probably there this, bitch, I was there this week, bitch. But that's neither here nor there. The bitch, now that I got my fucking Amex back, you know what I'm saying? And y'all have my Amex on hold for this appointment. Honey, you can go ahead and charge me the whole thing because Amex is going to charge you a fee for canceling and I'm going to get my money back. So it's fine. I can get back into my car and cancel my parking. Let me know. Do we got a problem? But I didn't do that, friends. I didn't even do that. I just smiled and went on. So then we get into the thing, to the room, and he's over here talking about some just like general questions like what do you normally do? And I was like, I've kind of gone between waxing and sugaring. I definitely prefer sugaring more just because there's no burning effect or like there's no possibility of burning. He was like, well, I do use wax, but I won't burn you, whatever. So then I was like, all right, fab. Like, I was like, what type of wax do you use? And he goes, wax. So I'm like, so I asked again, I said, is there like a type of wax? He's like, wax is wax. And see, so hold on. So this is the part where I know I'm really maturing because that would have been the moment where I would have set the party off, Jada Pinkett. I would have really, really fucking set it off. Because, bitch, there's different types of wax. There's French waxes, soft waxes, hard waxes. There's a whole thing. So then when I told him, I said, but there's different types of wax. There's soft wax, hard. He's like, oh, well, I use soft wax for this and the so-and-so wax for that. I said, well, that's what you should have said on jump. That's what you should have said on jump. But I didn't say all that. I said, okay, cool, thanks. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking you a question. If you know there's different types of waxes, Why would you say wax is wax? Bitch. Maturity. Growth. So anyway, so boom. So then he's like, he was like, do you have like a facialist or somebody here in San Diego? I said, no, but I've been trying to like find like a really great lady who does facials and whatnot. And he was like, have you ever done like a hydrafacial? And I said, no. And I was like, but I really want to try it. Like, I've been wanting to try it. He was like, well, then he goes off immediately. Well, how, what did he say? He said, well, you don't even know what it is. Why would you want to try it? And so I explained to him what a hydrafacial is, because me being the lunatic that I am, I was going to buy the industrial machine and have it sit in this household. Bitch, because I already got a skin tightening machine that I bought, like a medical grade spa fucking skin tightening machine I already bought. Bitch, I was going to buy me the hydrafacial machine. It's a big ass machine. So I explained it to him. He's like, oh, I didn't know you knew what that was. So where is this fever coming from, baby? Where is this fever coming from? Because, like, the thing that gets me the most is when I'm going out of my way to be nice, I want you to eventually figure it out. It could go south real quick with me. Because it could have gone south off of your lane. That's what it should have been. It should have been under the border, bitch. It should have been under the south of the equator at that moment. At that moment, we were south of the equator, bitch. We were at the goddamn, we were in Antarctica. That's when it would have gone down then, bitch. But I didn't. Because I'm going to give you a little bit of grace to get yourself together. But he was just one of those, like, gay men who, like, who I could tell wasn't being malicious. Like, he had an issue with me. He's just someone who has that nasty, snarky attitude that is just, he spreads over everything. You know, like, me, I'm someone who loves humor. I like to roast a bitch here and there. I might get you together here. But if I'm working with you if I don't know who you are and I don't know your parameters when it comes to comedy or, oh, I'm just joking, I'm not going to do that with you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you need to feel people out. But I could understand, like, he was just giving me, like, middle-aged white man who's just snarky and just being a cunt, for lack of a better word, just being a cunt for no reason. And I mean, I'm not trying to, how can I put this without being rude and degrading? I'm not trying to be rude, but I could see why he would be snarky and a cunt and be that person, because I think if I was him, I'd be that too. I think I would be that. I think I'd be that girl. If that was me and what I'm placed into and my life and the body I'm in and what I see in the mirror, I would be snarky and a little cunt too to people who are nice. I would. Yeah, I would. There's this clip on The Big C and what's her name? Precious Gabby Sidibe, whatever. Precious. She's on the show and she's being a little dick, you know, in school. And she goes up to the teacher to pick up her shit or whatever. And the teacher, because it's about this lady who has cancer. So she kind of goes through life now with no filter. And she just, you know, says whatever the fuck she wants. And she tells Gabby, she goes, I don't know verbatim, but she was basically like, you cannot afford to be a bitch because you're fat. You either, she was like, fat people have to be jolly. That's why it's always the jolly fat person. You do not see you can't be a fat bitch. You could be a skinny bitch, but you can't be a fat bitch. So which one is it? Bitch, I gagged. I was like, damn, I never thought of it like that. I mean, it's sad, you know, because it's, you know, it is true, not to, you know, I'm not condoning it, but it is kind of true. Like, you know, you gotta, I mean, listen, you could be a cunt regardless, big or small, and you can be nice, big or small. But the thing is, it's always nice to just be nice. Excuse me. It's always nice to just be nice and start off nice. But to start off and just being a cunt the whole time, I'm like, damn, bitch. And then he just kept saying some little stuff here and there, and I just, you know, let it rock and whatnot. But the thing is, like, I'm really proud of myself for, like, not letting a lot of these moments get to me, because I'm really needing to dial back on my anger, really needing to keep it in check, realizing the bigger picture of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, realizing, where can my anger take me? You know, and if, excuse me, like, where is it worth my anger taking me there? And on top of it, it's like, I think now, thinking like, oh, if I pop off and do some shit, I'm responsible for myself. But in the advent that I'm responsible for someone else, and that person has to rely on me solely, just me, I can't afford to be popping off on nobody in the emergency room. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford to be twirling somebody while I'm getting my booty hole waxed. You know, I can't be like that. I gotta let a lot of shit rock. And I think I'm trying to also understand a balance in that. And, you know, I'm like, if I am rolling, learning to let a lot of things rock and a lot of people talk to me crazy, I wonder what that looks like to the person who relies on me or needs, who looks up to me. Am I going to look like, oh, well, that is the example. You let people talk to you like that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I wonder how I'm going to be able to balance this out. Clearly, I don't have to, like, pop off on every occasion, but I think just an assertive, you know, little quick check might do. A spiral, no. Running up to a man in front of Target, ready to fight him, absolutely not. Absolutely fucking not. But I think I'm just trying to figure out that balance. But I think right now I'm just trying to dial into not letting people provoke me, letting a lot of things slide, figuring out how I navigate microaggressions, and just kind of being like, I don't want to say the bigger person, but just not let my anger get me places. Because for my whole life, my anger has really scared me. It scared my mom. It scared a lot of, like, people in my life. They're like, bitch, he goes from 0 to 100. I mean, I haven't had a lot of those moments as of, like, the last 10 years, but I will say, like, you know, but here's the thing. I just feel like I was provoked, bitch. I feel like bitches was trying me, bitch. So I'm just learning to be an adult, learn what it means to be a man, and just, I think, also learning to what it means to be a man is not always being a fighter, or like, I need to prove I'm strong or I'm gonna beat your ass. I think a lot of it also was a mental strength and just being like, all right, bitch, I'm gonna let you have that one. I'm gonna let you have that one, but don't do too much, bitch. Don't do too much. Stay over there, girl. Watch what you fucking say to me, bitch. Watch your tone, you know? And moving right along.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. For over 30 years, Merrick has crafted high-quality dog food. Since our founding in Hereford, Texas, all of Merrick's recipes have prioritized whole nutrition, with deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. That's why we say real is our recipe. Real ingredients and homestyle flavors your pet loves. Look for new Merrick packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Find it online or in your local pet store.
All right, so, girl, okay. I really need to not talk about this because I feel like it's really it's borderline insulting or like out of pocket and rude. But I just really got to talk about the white babies real quick. So remember last week when I was talking about how like there's so many Latino men who be making all these white babies? Bitch, let me tell you. There is this couple. One guy is black. One guy, I think, is Middle Eastern. If not Middle Eastern, Latin. But, bitch, I think he's Middle Eastern because they named their two daughters after their mothers, which, ouch, oh, my neck. Which, you know what? I shouldn't even say anything because it's going to be out of pocket. But I'm not going to say anything. So they named their daughters after their mothers. So the Middle Eastern guy's daughter has like a Middle Eastern sounding name. So that's why I think he's Middle Eastern, not Latin. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. So, but hold on. When I say Middle Eastern, he don't look white Middle Eastern. He look like Princess Jasmine Middle Eastern. So anyways, so never mind. That's neither here nor there. So one guy's a black man. And he like Jamaican, so he got like, well, I don't know the difference between Jamaican and Nigerian. I mean, I know it's two different places, bitch. Of course, there's a whole sea between the places. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the difference between the accent, if that makes sense. And I'm not going to try to do it because I'm horrible at accents. But he sound like either Nigel from Nigeria or Jamaica Mon. Like, I can't tell the difference. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So they did IVF and they're getting ready to have, they had twins. And so the black man used his sperm for one egg and then the Middle Eastern man used his sperm for the other egg. So essentially they would have two daughters that are with the same mother, but different DNA from the fathers, whatever. So they showed a mama, I mean, not the mama, the egg donor. A white woman, blonde hair, blue eyes. And immediately I'm like, bitch, no. No. Why are y'all doing this? What the fuck? Because I thought it was just the Latino man. Bitch, not y'all too. Not us. Not a black man. Not a Middle Easterner. Girl. Not this Caucasian woman. So then it gets worse. And then fast forward to the surrogate, the one who's actually gonna carry the two embryos, the babies, the twins, a black woman. And so I'm just like, there's so much for me to unpack here, and I feel like I just hope it doesn't come off rude and nasty because it's not, but there is a racial element to this that does not sit well with me. And maybe that's because I grew up in a black household, so I view things through a different lens as a black man, as this is my culture. I view things through a different historical lens that I think most people don't. Whereas most people on the outside would be like, oh, what's wrong with having a white egg donor? And what's wrong with that? Or what's wrong with just a black woman carrying the babies? Let me tell you. First off, before I go into this little fucking tangent, the baby, well, hold on. Wow, I'm really going to hell, bitch. Oh my God. Okay. Damn. So they fast forward to a year later when the babies are one. They're on like a talk show and whatever. And there's two. There's, like I said, there's one with the black man and one with the Middle Eastern man. But they all have one common white mama. I mean, they're the white mother. So the black baby is so cute. They're both daughters too. The most adorable little girl. I was like, oh my God, like just so precious, so cute. And she's playing with her sister and like, on the little talk. They're just the cutest little baby. So there's her, and then there's the other daughter, or their other daughter, through the Middle Eastern man, and she was there too. So yeah, very sweet little kids. But that black little daughter was so adorable, bitch. I was like, OMG. Maybe the other one will grow into her looks, you know? But anyway, so moving right along. So the thing is, oh my God, why did I do that? The thing is, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, okay, hold on, let me clean it up. The thing is this. The mama was hit, okay? The mama was hit. Like, I'm not even really trying to, like, hold it like that. Like, I can't hold it in anymore, bitch. The mama was hit, bitch. They be always picking these hit white women, bitch. Like, why you don't pick a baddie white woman? Why all these white women be looking burnt? Hit. You know what's also crazy? I'm gonna go on. There's so many tangents happening right now. Black men who exclusively date white women, they always go for the most frumpiest, sloppiest white woman. It's so crazy to me. And bitch, these white these black gays who exclusively date the whites too, they be going for them generic white men too, looking like dough, bitch. They be looking like dough. It be looking like cottage cheese and dough, bitch. And that's fine, there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying, like, damn, like, why don't you, if you didn't want, like, maybe the better of the option? You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't want, like, the top tier, you know? And you know what's so crazy about all of this is, like, bitch, I'm about to get canceled, child. What's crazy about all of this is, going this route, being gay, doing this IVF route, being able to pick and choose the egg donor and all this shit, you are at a very, and then once everything's all said and done and you have embryos, then you can actually select which embryos you want. Because there's a graded system for embryos too. So you can still pick like the best of the best of the embryos that have been fertilized, but that's neither here nor there. So all that aside, you have the ability to pick and choose. You can't really do much about your own genes, bitch, but then you have the ability to pick the best genes for the egg donor. The best, the strongest genes, the most dominant genes, the most, you know, and then it's like, How did you end up in this situation and pay for it too? Now I can see if somebody was like, bitch, I'll give you my eggs for free. It's like, I wouldn't mind a little free little egg, bitch. Okay. Shit, eggs is expensive. The eggs in the grocery stores, the eggs in a woman's body, they're expensive. So it's like, damn, you get a free egg. Like, bitch, shit, I'll take the free egg. You know, like, it's shit. She giving out some free eggs, bitch. Go get the free egg. But if you're paying for the damn egg, bitch, why are you paying for the recessive egg? It don't make no damn sense to me. I'm sure it makes sense to other people who want their babies to have more white European features, because that's what I think is really happening, but nobody really wants to fucking say it. But that's neither here nor there. But it's like, why? It's just so wild to me that you would take that route. It is so wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, if I was, this is how I would think. If he's black and he's Middle Eastern, maybe the black man could find a Middle Eastern egg donor. And then maybe the Middle Eastern man can find a black egg donor. Not like it really fucking matters, but maybe that could be a, you know, but a blonde hair, blue eye white woman who look like a bag of dirty laundry. That's crazy, bitch. No, I'm sorry. I know I'm getting emotional, but like, that's some crazy. That is crazy. That's crazy. That don't make no damn sense. It does not make any sense. I'm just trying to make some sense out of it. It does not make any sense to me. and then pay. I gotta change the subject because I'll never make sense out of this. It will never make sense to me. So there's that. But the thing that's also really upsetting is these men will go and pay top dollar for them white women eggs. Okay. And mind you, now hold on, pause again. Now I can see if you white yourself and your whole family white, but not damn person in your goddamn fucking family is white. And you going, you bending and crossing hell over high motherfucking water for some white eggs, bitch. And you are black. I can't do this, y'all. I might need to stop. I don't think I can do this. I might need to really delete this section because it's going to get me fired up and I just don't think I need to do this to myself. But the thing that's really fucking unsettling, that's one thing. You want to make your children with them genes and make those decisions? Great. Fabulous. But then the thing that's also really bothering me is they do this and then they pay top dollar for them white women jeans and eggs and then pay less for, or just pay whatever, but for a black woman to carry the child. And so for some of y'all that may not notice, and you probably might be like, well, bitch, what's the issue with that? There's no issue with it per se, but it doesn't feel right. It feels very weird and very, I don't even know the word, bitch, but it reminds me of slavery when, and I know y'all be like, bitch, not slavery. No, because it does. Where black women were just used for their bodies. Slaves were used for their bodies, period. Period. They weren't even viewed as humans. They were just used as collateral. Men were used for their strong bodies and just to be workhorses. And women were used just the fucking same. But then women were also used even more to nurse the white babies. Because a lot of the white women didn't want their titties to sag. And didn't want to breastfeed their children. So they would hand their children off to make the black women use their bodies to nurse children that wasn't even theirs. And aside from them being raped and then forced to carry and then take care of that child, clearly it's not the same, but there's something about it that just don't sit right with me. If you gonna pay top dollar for this white woman and her eggs, bitch, then why don't you get no white woman to carry your child? Why you got this black woman carrying the baby? I'm sure you're gonna be like, oh, because you know she wants it. It's her choice. Of course. And I love that for her. She's getting her little bread. She putting herself through school. Great. We love that. She paying her bills. Love it. But it just seems off. It seems off balance to me. It don't seem right. It just seems, I don't like it, bitch. I don't even know how to really put it into words, but I don't like it. It just seems very weird to me, especially this one couple. They was breaking down how much everything was and whatnot. And I think they pay like $50,000 for this one white woman's eggs. And I think $30,000 for the surrogate. And I said, so you paid the black woman less? And she's carrying the goddamn child for 9 to 10 fucking months? Twins? At that? Uh-uh. I don't like y'all. I do not like y'all. Because egg retrieval, yeah, you go into sedation and you in and out. It's a surgery, you know. I mean, it ain't no like, you know, you ain't getting the BBL, bitch. But it's still like you got to go into surgery and then you recover for like 3 to 4 or 5 days. And it is, you know, it's anytime you cut into somebody's body, it's still going to be a surgery. It's still going to be a thing for your body to recuperate and put back together, bitch. But I'm not trying to say neither of them are not important or one's more important than the other. But let me tell you, everything I've heard about childbirth and being pregnant and just carrying somebody in you, it all sounds like hell on earth. Not one thing seems beautiful and divine to me. Not one. And mothers be like, oh, but, you know, then there's moments where, like, you do have a... It still sounds like shit to me. It still sounds like the worst thing to ever deal with in life. And I'm so glad I don't have to deal with it. It seems heinous. And the fact that you paying this black woman less, and that white bitch, I'm sorry, that white lady... Yo, I really gotta stop, dial back. Oh my God, I'm about to get canceled. But you know what I'm saying? That white lady, all she did was lay up on that damn gurney, bitch, and doze off for 30 minutes, snatch them eggs up, and she was back home. Meanwhile, the black lady gotta fucking carry the damn child? I shouldn't be as passionate about this, because it ain't got shit to do with me. And you know what? Let me tell you something else, bitch. There is this one couple. I really fucking hate faggots sometimes. Bitch, I'm really about to get canceled. Damn, because I'm really saying some wild shit. But here's the thing, bitch. Then they was over here talking about, oh, we really wanted them to be the same ethnicity, the egg donor. We wanted them to be the same ethnicity as us. So, but we were told that there could be a lot of abnormalities by picking people from the same gene pool. Bitch, you're not picking eggs from your sister. Just because somebody else is black or Mexican or whatever, it don't mean that, girl, I think I need to end this. I can get on to listener letters, because I'm gonna say some shit that it's not gonna be nice, and I'm just trying to be on a journey of bitches being nice and sweet and humble and just a nice person. So on that note, I think I am going to move on and change the topic. And yeah, moving right along. All right. So this week, who I got beef with? Bitch, I really got beef with the Fed, bitch. The whoever's in charge of money and businesses. Because I'm trying to figure out why the fuck everything's so goddamn fucking expensive. My storage unit was like, hey girl, we're going to raise the price to $260 from $229. And I'm reading the email, they talking about some, because of the market. What market, bitch? Bitch, drop my shit back down. Now, I can see if you're about to spend that extra money on upgrading the security system, putting AC vents into the shit, whatever, bitch. But just basically, you just sent an email talking about we're going to raise the price just because we fucking can. So I emailed them back. I said, bitch, I ain't got it. And they said, that's okay. We'll keep it your rate the same. And I said, I know you will, because you can. Y'all just being greedy. So don't talk to me like you giving me a motherfucking favor. You just doing me a solid. Bitch, drop that shit down. Everything fucking high for no goddamn reason. And the thing that really annoys me is if I'm buying like a designer thing or like something that's it's hand stitching, it's a high quality silk, or this is marble shipped in or imported in from Italy, bitch. Or you know what I'm saying? If there's like aspects of something, if you can tell me why it needs to be expensive, I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to pay it. But if you just email me with some bullshit of, oh, it's just expensive because we can. So now what? Bitch, now what? Bitch, don't play with me, because I will pack all this shit up and be next door in the other storage unit, that company facility that's across the street. I will spend all Saturday packing my shit and moving it to make sure you don't get that little extra $40 a month or $30 a month, however the fuck it is. Bitch, don't play with me. I'm really not the one this year, you guys. I'm not here to play around with my money. I'm really not. I'm in the middle of doing a lot of things that are really fucking expensive, and I can't be playing around with my money. So we got to come to a a good understanding, bitch. Don't play around with me. And that fucking Top Ramen, and I know I keep bringing this shit up all week long, but $2? I mean, two for a dollar? Why? It's fucking Top Ramen, bitch. It didn't cost that much to make the shit. And the thing that's really annoying me more than ever is because it's like I was looking at this bassinet and it's like $500, $600 for this bassinet. I'm like, bitch, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I got to thinking, I was like, bitch, if they're charging a little over $500 for this shit, you mean to tell me these bitches bought it, got it manufactured for $150 to $200? I know they didn't, because if they were manufacturing these motherfucking bassinets up to $200, they would never go into business. They're up there charging you a fucking arm and a leg. So it's like, I'm not a liar, but I love this saying of like, you can never lie to a liar. So I run businesses. I understand all the ins and the ins and the ins and outs. Don't lie to me, bitch. I see what you're doing. Y'all are just taking advantage of very innocent people. And it's really fucking alarming, because here I am doing well for myself and financially independent and doing my own shit. And here I am like, bitch, hold on. This don't make sense to me. So if it's annoying me and it's alarming to me, yeah, I might buy the fucking $500 bassinet. But that's not the fucking point. The point is, it's making me wonder, like, you do this to everyday folks, it's going to hit them harder. Bitch, it hits me hard. I don't want to spend that type of money. I'm going to find a way to get around it, though. Trust and believe. I'm going to find a way to get around it. But the thing is, it's really upsetting and it breaks my heart, because it's like, you really about to do this to regular people? Like, y'all just increasing prices just because you fucking can, under the guise of inflation? Bitch, get out of here. It's so predatory and it's so wrong. And it's getting out of hand. And I think we just need to start calling the girls out on it. We do. We need to start leaving comments and reviews on products talking about this shit is too expensive. It don't cost that much to make this bullshit. Start calling the girls out. Yeah. When somebody, a rent increase at a storage unit, call them up and be like, girl, I ain't got it. See if they can work with you. Oh, the cable bill is going to go up. Bitch, it's cable! What are we going up for? What? What are we going up on? You know what I'm saying? It's like, now I can see like gas and electric maybe, but like, what are we going up on? I think, who was it? Was it Spotify? Or it was some fucking streaming thing. They were like, we're going to go up $4. $4 for what? What are you doing? Because you sure enough ain't paying the artists. You'll go ahead and pay everybody else these six-figure salaries, but then pay us, the artists, pennies. So it's definitely not going to us. So if it was going to us, I can handle it. But it's not. So, bitch, where are the money going? Oh, it's going to the six-figure salaries. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Because it's not improving the service. It's not improving the streaming. It's not giving more money to the artist. It's just so y'all bitches can be more greedy and take more bread home. And I really do not like that. And I'm a girl who loves capitalism. I love it. I love, 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 love making money. I enjoy it. It makes me happy. It's better than food for me, honestly. But there has to be something as a businessman where you have to like dial back and be like, bitch, there has to be something ethical, and you have to do things with compassion. You have to have a heart. You have to like realize why you did this in the first place. And to not have that and to see these businesses do that, it's just very fucking alarming. And so that's who I got beef with, bitch, and moving right along. All right. So if you want to write into the show, send in your questions to ask@thesolomonraypodcast.com. Also, if you have any updates from previous listener letters that you've written into, we would love to hear the updates. I know the listeners love the updates. Sometimes updates are better than the original letters. Or if you want to have, if you have any beef that you want to share and get off your chest, feel free to write in at ask@thesolomonraypodcast.com. This week, we do have an update from potential homewrecker. This was from a few weeks ago. She was the one who was in love with this guy that she, I think she grew up with or have known for a while, was a felon, was tatted up, but I think he had a girl, or he was dating someone with two kids already. I don't know. Anyways, update. Hi, Saul. First off, I love you so much, too much, really. I'm so glad I... Wait. Oh, this is the original letter, bitch. Just kidding. Damn, really not organized. Yes, now I'm looking at his photos. Oh, my God. My little man. My man. Oh, my God, my man. Okay, now I remember now. Hi, Saul. When I tell you I repeated my little segment in your podcast 3 times, I mean it. Might sound a little OD or creepy, but I just feel like I was having a combo with a forever friend. I was generally excited to hear you reading my words and speaking to me. So thank you for that to start off. And really made me giggle, laugh, kick, and scream. As I mentioned before, this type of situation is very rare for me. And when I've mentioned it to people in my life, I just felt like they instantly judged and felt shameful, and I felt shameful ASAP. The only person who hasn't is my cousin, who was the one pushing me onto him the whole time since the beginning when I would ignore him. And then I thought of you. I was like, well, if there's one person who I know will say the truth, it's Solomon. And that you did. Thanks for letting me vent to you. Thank you so much for the compliments. They mean so much to me. And the way you were describing my man, who's not my man, it's literally the same way I feel. And I knew he'd be just your type too. And that's also why I wanted to show you. Anyways, back to this mess. Yeah, I agree with what you said 100%. Their relationship makes no sense to me either and has me confused as hell. And that's why, in a way, I feel like it's what justifies me in my head. And yes, we are the same age, him and I, but yes, I totally, yes, totally a bad idea. And I fear that she will kick my ass, and I'm not a fighter girl, so I don't know what I do in that situation. I still haven't seen him again. We just text, but that's all for now. He still mentions that he wants to see me so bad and he wants me and all that bullshit, but doesn't make the effort to see me. And if there's one thing I won't be doing is initiating that myself. Whenever we try to have more of a serious conversation, he says that if we spoke in person, we'd understand each other better and more clearly. And I'm like, duh. But I think we've reached a dead end, and maybe for the best. But it sure does suck because he's so my type. I'm so attracted. It's ridiculous. And he has this little chip on his shoulder. I don't give a fuck. Unbothered by anything attitude that really gets to me. Oh, but one thing I forgot to mention in my initial email, when I saw him, I lost one of my earrings in his car. My favorite Tiffany hearts. Mr. Felon is a little aggressive, and I think he knocked it off when things started to get a little hot and heavy. Oh, I just have fucked him that night. Oh, I wish I would have just fucked him that night and gotten it out of my system. If only we could turn back time, but I need it back, and it's my favorite pair of earrings. I mentioned it to him, and he says he's still holding on to it. Holding on to it for me. So, don't know why or when he plans on giving it back, or even if he wants to see me anymore. We'll see what happens. If he tries to see me and puts in effort, then I will definitely accept. I hate to admit, but I just need to see him at least one more time. And if we don't again, then that's fine. I'll live. Just sucks because I know eventually, inevitably, we will run into each other since our families are sort of combined. If there's ever an update, I'll fill you in, girl. Don't worry. Love you so much. Take care and be safe. Yes, that's my man, girl. Mm-hmm. No, that's my man. Girl, get your earrings back and quit playing with him. No, you need to be like, give me my motherfucking earrings back, bitch. Or either at least have like a mutual friend get the earrings for you. Because, bitch, I want my earrings. I want my little Tiffany earrings, bitch. That, like, I could see if I left, I don't know, a sock or, not a sock, bitch, like a headband or a hat. Bitch, not earrings, not jewelries. Not jewelries. I need my jewelries. Or my cousin used to call it juries. I need my juries. I remember one time I was at my grandma's house. And mind you, my cousin is, I used to call him Uncle Vic because he was that much older than me. But he is like 20 years older than me. So growing up, I would call him uncle, but he's my cousin. So we was at the, in my grandma's kitchen, and he was like, yeah, I used to take this girl out or whatever. I used to do all sorts of stuff for her. I would buy her jewelries and I would buy her this. And we said, what? He was like, I bought her jewelries. I said, you be buying her jewelries? He was like, yeah, I used to buy her jewelries. So girl, get your jewelries back, okay? That's all I need you to do. And I mean, I don't want you to get your ass beat either, but like, I kind of want to know what the dick like, but don't do that. Don't do that. Just get your jewelries and go. And keep us updated. Love you, girl. Moving right along. All right, so this week we have a letter from Feeling Unhinged. Hey, Solomon, this is a long story in advance. No, this is long. Sorry, in advance. Is it? Girl, it ain't that long. So today I was on break and I went to urgent care for two things in personal health ish. Girl, I can't read today. Let me get my glasses. They're right here. Lord have mercy. Hey, Solomon, this is long. Sorry in advance. So today I was on break and I went to urgent care for two things, a personal health issue and a work-related issue. I felt I may have been exposed to Hep B at work and wanted to be cautious. Anyways, I went there and they were telling me to fill out a worker's comp form and I was basically like, why? That's a lot. I just want to know what I should do as far as treatment. I'm not making a claim. Anyways, they said legally it's necessary, so I said fine. Halfway through the visit, the doctor comes in and says, since I have no further info on the patient's health status, he can't help me and I should go to the hospital. I said, okay, then I don't need to fill out workers' comp. I can do that at the hospital. And he proceeds to go off and says, not after the assistant took her time to write her. Here we go. Girl, not us dealing with the same shit. Hold on. I said, okay, then I don't need to fill out workers' comp. I can do that at the hospital. And he proceeds to go off and say, not after the assistant took her time to write her notes and I took my time to answer all your questions. We still need to get paid. Girl, you say, he would get paid regardless of the forms if I was there, regardless if the forms was there or for other things as well. So instantly I went off on him and we literally argued. I didn't even get my personal issue resolved. I said, wrap this up immediately. I filed a complaint and all. I know you'll probably say as I should, but I can't help but feel super crazy after arguing in public and getting out of character. Maybe it's my anxiety. I don't know, but what's wrong? How do I stop feeling crazy and embarrassed after putting people in their place in public? P.S. Puerto Rico has real snack wraps. I had one on vacation a few weeks ago. Bitch, don't play with me. I got a free flight, domestic flight I got to use. And it's either between Puerto Rico and Hawaii. Don't play with me because I will eat snack wraps down, honey. It's so funny. So I don't proofread the listener letters like I should. I just, you know, open the email and, you know, wish for the best. But it's so funny that you said that because that's literally what I was saying earlier in the podcast. What is it with the... I don't have an answer. Like, what is it with the girls? Because he literally... the guy with me, he was like, we're doing a lot for you and it's very complicated, so don't leave. Bitch, you're getting paid. What the fuck? Or maybe if y'all are some healthcare professionals out there, maybe y'all don't get paid until... you complete working with us? I don't know. But I feel you on this. I wouldn't even really worry about it, you know, because you're in a public setting. The thing is, when you're in the emergency room or the urgent care, you're never there. It's not like your favorite place on earth. Nobody ever wants to fucking be there unless you're like got a mental illness and like you got some sort of disorder, bitch, where you just have a complex and love being in fucking the hospital, which, girl. But ain't nobody want to be there. So when the thing is, I try to empathize and try to put myself in other people's shoes, because I can imagine working in that high stress environment and being like, yeah, like trying to stay nice. But I think the human person in me cannot see someone who's worried about something like possibly contracting HPV or what is it? Hepatitis B at work or whatever. I can imagine like not seeing the fear or like just trying to understand like they're coming to me to feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't imagine going off on someone. So I think you're in your right to argue with them and get them, put them right in their motherfucking place. And I know if other people are looking at you, they're going to be like, bitch, yeah, these people need to, they need to get it in order. Don't be talking to me like you done lost your motherfucking mind. So I don't think you're in the wrong. I don't think you need to really worry about it. But I do get it, because whenever I pop off on somebody in public, I instantly am like, uh-oh, gotta go. Because I do get embarrassed. So I totally get you. But I would not worry about a girl. Don't let it eat you up. I'm glad you put in a complaint. It's funny because the guy who did my waxing, the company, emailed me. They're like, how was your visit? You know, did everything go okay? And I'm like, I'm 2 seconds shy of giving them a piece of my mind and be like, you better go talk to old boy and tell him to fix his motherfucking attitude. If you're going to fix your attitude, you don't got to fix it with everybody. He don't got to fix it with everybody, but you put a note on my shit to every time he sees me, fix that attitude. But yeah, I wouldn't really worry about it. Glad that you put in a complaint. But it's also really important to stick up for yourself. I know I just went on a rampage about like, you know, I'm trying to like not lose it on people, but I think there is value in sticking up for yourself and letting people know that's not how you talk to me. That's not how you address me, bitch. I came in this motherfucking establishment respecting you and being cool with you. Then I need the exact same thing, because it could go left very fast. And the thing is, you have to train people how to treat you. Because otherwise, people going to talk to you and treat you any old type of way. So sometimes you got to put your foot up in their ass. And sometimes you got to just let them know, like, bitch, don't talk to me like that. You talk to your mama like that. Okay? You curse your mama out. You curse your grandma out. You talk to her crazy. But you don't talk to me like that. You want to talk to everybody else crazy? That's fine. Be my guest. This person right here? No. The buck ends here, baby. But yeah, good luck, girl. And honestly, keep your foot on that motherfucking complaint, bitch. Don't take your foot off that complaint and make sure you get a response. And put in that complaint, I need a response. I need a fucking response. And an apology. And I will say some free shit, but it's not like you can get some free shit from the hospital, bitch. But if y'all got something y'all can give me, y'all need to give it to me. And move right along. And our next letter and our last letter, because I do have another one that, so I never read the letters, but this one was from a week ago and I really want to get to it, but I know I'm going to go off. So I think I'm going to save it for next week, because I'm going to go off on this one. I really am, because it's, and I'm trying to like sit on it for a little bit and figure out how to address it, but I'm going to go off next week. I can feel it. Every time I think about this, it just burns my biscuits. And it's not about the listener letter. It's the person she's with, her boyfriend. But I just need a moment to sit with it a little bit longer. And I think I need to dedicate all of next week's listener letters to it, because I feel like I'm going to go off. Yeah. So this is our last listener letter of the week. We have from Capricorn Shit. Hey, Saul, I have been listening to you talk about your fears of parenting. I feel like we are very similar. Of course, I am a Capricorn. I am 37. I am super OCD, and I have a hard time with letting others make choices I don't like. I like things clean and organized. I want things done a certain way. I expect others to have the same work ethic I do. Just Capricorn shit that I know you know because you talk about it. Especially this last podcast talking about the way you get when people in public act stupid. Well, I was a young parent, 19. My dad died when I was 18, and I got pregnant in my grief. I did not have my shit together. I was a mess. I made a lot of mistakes. My mom was mentally ill. I had a stepmom who hated me, and I didn't have any good parenting examples to follow except my dad, and he was gone. At 21, I got my shit together and went to nursing school. I had another baby when I was 25. Over the years, I still maintain my Capricorn ways. I'm still OD. I still want things a certain way. I expect so much out of my kids. I spent some time in therapy, and my therapist told me I need to let them make choices that don't cause any harm. For instance, food choices, movie choices, when to clean, when to take a shower, etc. I had a really hard time. I know my kids get so annoyed with my expectations and they think I'm over the top. But I love them fiercely and I strive to provide the best for them in way more than I had. Bitch, why am I about to start crying? Ah, oh my God, hold on, let me take a moment. Okay, bitch, okay, back. My therapist also told me the minute you start questioning your parenting and asking if you are good enough, you are. She said, just love your kids and the rest works out. So I want you to know that I think you are, bitch, here we go. I think you're going to be a great dad. The fact that you are already worried and this baby isn't even conceived just lets me know. You are such a kind-hearted, sweet soul. You are such a hard-working person. You may not see it, but you have all the qualities of a good parent. You don't have to change your Capricorn ways. Your child will love you no matter what. Also, one of my children is a Capricorn, and she's just like me. It's so much fun raising a mini-me. I'm sorry this is long, and who knows if you will even read it, but I felt led to write it and give you some encouragement. You're going to be amazing. Don't doubt yourself. Love, Emily. Thank you, Emily. That's really sweet. Bitch, you made me cry. Thank you so much, Emily. That's really sweet. You know what's weird is just kind of navigating this journey and the possibility of, like, I could be a dad eventually. It's exciting, but then I got, you know, I'm like, oh my God, what if I'm actually a really bad dad? Like, that freaks me out. So thank you. And it's weird because I'm a Capricorn, Serena's a Capricorn, you're a Capricorn, my friend T is a Capricorn, and I think part of us is we're all trying to just, I don't want to say be perfect at everything, but just trying to be the best at whatever we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of want to be perfect in, like me, I want to be perfect in skincare. I want to be as knowledgeable as possible. I want to be an expert at it. You know, I want to be the best person, like the number one go-to. If you have any questions when it comes to skincare, ask me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we find ourselves in areas where we just want to master those things. And I think, and I'm learning to learn that you're never going to really master it. You're never going to be perfect. That's not an attainable goal. That's not real. And the joy is not about, and the lesson's not so much about learning to make it perfect. It's kind of, as corny and cliche as it sounds, it's the mistakes. I was thinking about this earlier in the shower of, like, I've learned so much as an adult through mistakes, through bumping my head. It was never through just being great at something. I've learned through fucking it up. And bitch, I be fucking shit up bad sometimes. I've had a lot of bad fuck ups in my life. So, it's nice to, you know, hear from you, also a Capricorn, of like wanting to do things perfect. And I think there's something innate in, I think any parent who would want to give their child more than what they had and be easier and be smarter and more gentler and just, yeah, like do it right. But what I'm learning is I don't think that there is a right. It's just the intention. And the motion of that intention. So thank you so much, Emily, for sharing that. And that really did make me feel good. And I wish you and your family all the best of nothing but light, love, and happiness. And moving right along. All right, bitch. Well, it's final thoughts. I mean, I guess we got time. I could really go off on that last listener letter. But, bitch, I'm going to try to make it to the gym before they close. No, I really am. Do I have any final thoughts? Not really, bitch. I will do the episode next Thursday. I'm sorry, y'all. I just, this week really just tore my ass the fuck on up. It tore me up, bitch. Oh, it tore me up. And plus this allergy attack. So I had an actual allergy attack on, when was it? Wednesday. And then Thursday, I had another one. Not as bad, but based off of like the hay and stuff. So even still right now, like, oh, my throat is really sore. Not sore, but swollen. Like, it's just a mess, bitch. But just been popping this Allegra, honey, and popping these ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. Hi, Billy. She's so cute. Where's Ryan? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I bought another sheet of that electrical thing, the electrocution sheets, so Ryan don't go down. I made them even bigger, so now she don't go downstairs somewhere. Yep. So yeah, I don't really have any final thoughts. I just wanted to say thank you guys for just the kind words that you guys been sending my way. What else? That's really about it. Yeah, that's about it. So until next week, take care of yourself and each other. Bye.